The Soapbox Derby started back in 1933, and since then, over 1 million kids have participated. Jeff Ayula is the Derby's general manager. 15-year-old Tyler Gallagher is the 2005 All-American Soapbox Derby's Superstock World Champion.
I was just glad to even get to the final race, you know, because the year before that I got knocked out the first round, so I just wanted to get fast a couple rounds, and from there on, you know, we were hoping the best, you know, but we weren't expecting to win, I can tell you that right now.
How fast did you have to go to win?
Oh, we were around 35 miles an hour going down the hill.
Wow. Tell me about your car. Can you describe it for me?
I run a Superstock car, and it had a scenery of, like, castles and background of rocks, pointy rocks. There's a couple castles, a couple bridges, and I had a dragon on the front and a dragon on the back. Wow. The one on the front was red and the one on the back was green.
Jeff, you're the Soapbox Derby general manager, right?
Correct, yep.
Tell me how this thing got started.
The Soapbox Derby actually got started in Dayton, Ohio. It wasn't even in Akron, but back in 1933, a man named Myron Scotty was a photographer for the Dayton Daily News, and he saw these five kids going down the hill in these little homemade cars, and he thought, man, that's a great idea. So he went and convinced his publisher to give him a couple $100, and he ran a citywide race that summer, had over 260 kids in the race. And by the way, they thought it was all boys until they were giving out the prizes, and the second prize was a boys' bicycle. And this little girl named Alice Johnson took off her hat and received the boy's bike. And that year, there was actually three girls in that race. But it was the last time girls raced again until 1971. But the next year, he convinced Chevrolet to run a national race. And in 34, we had our first All-American.
Wow.
And that was also in Dayton. And then they moved it to Akron in 35, and it's been there ever since.
Is this, you know, real straight elimination? Every kid makes their own car? I mean, what kind of rules are there to how you get into the race?
There's a lot of rules today because we want to make sure that everybody's just as equal as possible. And, of course, we have all little specifics. We want to make sure that it's not too long, that it's not too heavy, that it's not the steering's just right, that the brake works okay, because safety's a lot of it, too. And, you know, these kids, like Tyler said, are going down the hill 30 to 35 miles an hour, and they're only 8 to 17 years old. So, you know, you want to be sure everything's very safe. And rules are for really two reasons. One is to gain an unfair advantage, and the other is safety. So we make sure that one of those two, it fits in there with all the rules.
Yeah, I was thinking about that 35 miles an hour, Tyler, and thinking, you know, it doesn't sound all that fast in these days of NASCAR and all of the racers. But when you're down, what, 6-8 inches off the ground going 35 miles an hour down a hill?
3 inches.
Three inches? 3 inches off the ground. Boy, 35 miles an hour must seem really, really fast.
Sometimes it's almost scary to think about it. So you pretty much just try not to think about it when you're going down the hill and focus on the race.
When did you get into this? When did you start racing?
About 5 years ago, in 2002. My sister raced in 2002. She went to the All-American in a Superstock, and she placed fourth in the world. That's how I kind of got started and getting more involved and more involved in it, and there I am today. So. Yeah.
So you knew something about the history of the race when you started in it?
Kind of not really. My dad always wanted to do it. He just never had the time nor the quite not enough money to do it. But we saw a little ad in the paper, and it said a little clinic that was going on in Akron. And we stopped by and checked it out, and we got interested in there and went on from that.
Wow. Tyler, you said your dad really wanted to do it and never could. Has he been involved with you in making this car?
Oh, most definitely. He's probably put more time and effort than all of us put together in the whole family. He spends countless nights down at the shop. I mean, school nights, we usually go to bed around 9:30, but he's down there till 11 o'clock, almost 12 o'clock at night, just trying to work on these cars, trying to fine-tune them for the races.
Do you see yourself 15 years from now down in the basement working on a Soapbox Derby car, helping some other kid win?
Yeah, probably. Maybe my children. I get them involved in a Soapbox Derby. You know, I kind of cherish the moment and maybe want them to have the same thing. So, yeah, maybe in the future I might get my kids involved or something like that.
Jeff, there's so many things to take the time of kids these days, computers and video games and all of that. But Soapbox Derby, you see as being around forever?
Well, we sure hope so. You know, I mean, this is the 69th running that we're having this week at Derby Downs, and that's pretty good. You know, the only two car races longer than us are, of course, Pikes Peak out in Colorado and that big race they run over in Indianapolis. But so, you know, that's not bad to be the third longest racing event. But we've changed things to try to adapt to the kids of the 21st century here, you know. One of the things that I say is that they don't have the three T's. They don't have nearly the time, the talent, or the tools today that they had back in the, let's say, the 60s or the 70s. So we've made it a lot easier. It only takes 4 to 6 hours to build a car. That's the time element. They don't have nearly the tools that their dads had or whatever, but it doesn't take many tools. Ask Tyler, it only took 4 or 5, you know, tools. Maybe electric screwdriver is about the only really electric tool that he needs. And then they don't really have quite the talent that they had in the previous generation, but it doesn't take as much talent. It takes more talent in the driving. That's why Tyler won the race. His car was similar to everybody else's, but he outdrove them all. And that's how he won his $5,000 scholarship. So it doesn't matter who's helping him. It's who's driving the car.
So, Tyler, you've been driving this car, and Jeff just said that it's your driving ability that won that race for you. Do you figure you can carry that over to getting your driver's license?
Actually, ever since I've been 6, I've been driving actually real cars at my dad's work and stuff. We're self-employed. We own a mulch business, and I drive the trucks around the yard and stuff. And about 3 years ago, I started driving semis then. I drive them around the yard. So, yeah, it'll carry over a little bit, but...
You're fairly confident you're going to pass that driver's license the first time?
I think so. My mom wasn't too sure that I was going to pass my temporary permit driver's license, but I showed her, you know.
Tyler Gallagher is the All-American Soapbox Derby's 2005 Superstock World Champion. Jeff Ayula is the Derby's general manager.